Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 275. Today also we will continue with the SBS of the small curvature of the stomach, pylorus and duodenal bulb. During the conflict active phase, there is ulceration in the lining of these tissues in proportion to the degree and duration of the conflict. With this, nature is widening the diameter of the passageway of the digestive tract so that the utilization of the nutrients may be in a more efficient degree. In other words, we can say that the biological purpose of the cellulose is to provide the individual with more energy to resolve the conflict. We saw yesterday that the biological conflict linked to the organs under consideration is a male territorial anger conflict or a female identity conflict, depending on the person's gender, laterality, and hormone status. Dr. Hammer found that there is hypersensitivity during the conflict active phase and epileptic crisis, and hyposensitivity during healing phase in the case of the SBS of the stomach small curvature, pylorus and duodenal bulb, or in other words, it follows the gullet mucosa sensitivity pattern. Therefore, there will be mild to severe type of pain and indigestion as a result of the conflict activity depending upon its intensity. Intake of food only increases the pain because there is increased secretion of acids in the stomach. In cases where the conflict is hanging, there may develop painful ulcers. Such persistence of territorial anger is the cause behind the development of stomach ulcers or peptic ulcers, pyloric ulcers, and duodenal ulcers, usually occurring together. If the ulceration process goes still deeper and the tissues rupture, there may develop perforations of the part leading to life-threatening situations. So, it is inaccurate to say that stomach ulcers are caused by gastric acid because gastric acid is constantly produced and stored in the bulk of the stomach without producing any ulcer. Ulcers develop only in the lining of the stomach or pylorus, and that too only in the conflict active phase. The relationship between peptic ulcers and the bacterium Helicobacter pylori is also a false claim because the microbes also become active during healing phase, and that also helping the restoration of the lost tissue after the resolution of the conflict. Gastroesophageal reflux disease or GERD is a modern terminology for gastric reflux or heartburn. Originally, it is linked to the lower esophageal sphincter positioned at the top of the stomach to prevent the backflow of the contents of the stomach. During the conflict activity of territorial anger and epileptic crisis, stomach acid can get entry into the esophagus and irritate it, but this can never cause an esophageal cancer as claimed by conventional medicine. The loss of stomach cells during the conflict activity of a territorial anger can also be the cause of a medical condition called pernicious anemia. This is because the stomach cells secrete the so-called intrinsic factor for absorbing vitamin B12 in the small intestine. Vitamin B12 is needed for the production of red blood cells. Let us now consider the symptoms and various medical conditions occurring during the healing phase of the SBS of the stomach small curvature, pylorus and the duodenal bulb. Here again, there is tissue replenishment through cell proliferation during the first part of the healing phase or PCLA phase, which might be interpreted as stomach cancer or duodenal cancer. Please differentiate it from the so-called stomach or duodenal cancer related to the greater curvature of the stomach and duodenum. In both cases, the new cells are only a part of the replenishing process or the cell division, and they are never cancer cells as per the interpretation of the conventional medicine. If there is inflammation, that condition is known as gastritis. Stomach flu is a colloquial name for gastroenteritis with vomiting and diarrhea. It is the inflammation of the gastrointestinal tract, but wrongly claimed by conventional medicine as an infection caused by viruses, especially the Norovirus virus. GNM never supports this view because it has never been proved scientifically. Accordingly, they are all instances of indigestible morsel conflicts or territorial anger conflicts experienced by a group of people simultaneously. They may be the residents of a particular city, village, family, or rooms, colleagues or workers in the same institution, students of the same school or college, etc. They may be sharing the same conflicts of territorial anger, being at home, at work site, in daycare, kindergarten, school, nursing homes, etc. In all these cases, the territorial anger conflicts can affect a large number of people at the same time. Stomach flu epidemic is not a common term used by lay people or medical people in India. All the instances of diarrhea and vomiting affecting a large number of people simultaneously are often diagnosed as a case of food poisoning or cholera, said to be caused by a bacteria contracted from infected water supply. In all these conditions, what is really happening is a resolution of a conflict that affected a large number of people simultaneously. Unexpected or upsetting political situations can be the conflict, and their resetting can resolve such territorial anger conflicts. Resolutions following natural disasters like floods or earthquakes associated with the territorial anger conflicts once resolved can cause such symptoms of vomiting and diarrhea in a large number of people at the same time. Eating disagreeable foods is a common condition for an upset in stomach with vomiting. Of course, real bad foods can cause upset in stomach, but it can be a subjective experience of territorial anger conflicts and is to be welcomed because the conflict is resolved by that time. Vomiting can be a symptom of epileptic crisis. Acute sharp pains or cramps, spasms, colics, etc. are the symptoms during epileptic crisis of the simultaneously healing striated muscles of the stomach or pylorus. Bleeding with black tarry stools is also a common symptom. Here also, there may occur troubled circulation, disease spells, short disturbances or complete loss of consciousness, drop of blood sugar, etc. during epileptic crisis. Friends, I hope you all got benefited from the global GNM health tips. If so, please share the wisdom of Dr. Hamer with others. I am Dr. CJ Varghese from Kerala, India.